AM Ngu Henry.
The main points. Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futsu presides over the closing ceremonies of some holiday competitions in the Ndi and Mifi divisions of the West Region today. Many Nigerians have reacted with outrage after a new plane was bought for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at a time when the economy is experiencing its worst crisis in a generation. The flag bearers of Cameroon at the ongoing UNIFAC tournament, Lekki Football Girls, face Tupuisan Mazembe this Friday in Kinshasa. Brain scientists and clinicians from across the globe who have been meeting in Yaoundé over the last 3 days have presented the Yaoundé Declaration on Brain Economy, Brain Health, and Brain Capital. This was during the official opening ceremony of the first high-level scientific summit on brain economy. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Diongouti, who represented President Paul Biya at the event, said Cameroon is committed to investing in facilities to advance brain health and well-being amongst the population. Meanwhile, the Minister of Public Health says the government will ensure the health care of a 32-year-old mother and her four and her quadruplets in the far north region. Minister Manauda Malachi was speaking at the Marwa Regional Hospital yesterday shortly after visiting the mother and her babies. He spoke to Amos Enonyaket Agbo.
I come here to see how they are taking care of the babies and how feel the parents, currently the mother. So I think I'm very satisfied for the care they give them. And these young newborns are very quite normal. His Excellency Paul Biya has instructed to take care of all Cameroonians. I send the ambulance to go and pick them at home and bring them here and in the regional hospital. Everything is free here for them.
The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futsu, will be on a working visit to the West Region this Friday. He will preside over the closing ceremony of a tournament dubbed Meaningful Holidays and Festive Food Paul Biya Championship at 11 a.m. in Bagantin D Division, accompanied by Minister Celestine Kechakwutes of Housing and Urban Development. Minister Mununa Futsu will proceed to Bafusam, where he will at 4 p.m. launch registration or regional consultations with the youths for the revision of the National Youth Policy initiated by the government of the Republic. At 7 p.m., he will award prizes to the winners of the Nawiwi Jamboree competition organized by the Local Youth Corner Association in a bid to boost living together and social cohesion. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinea, will this Friday preside over the ceremony to hand over computer equipment for the implementation of the Unified Social Registration of Cameroon RESUC project to some 100 pilot social centers in the country. The event will take place in the conference room of our ministry as from 10 a.m. The project is a follow-up of the first ordinary session of the RESUC Permanent Monetary Committee on August the 22nd aims at strengthening the technical and material capacities of the pilot social centers in view of registering socially vulnerable households and individuals on request. The Minister of Post and Telecommunications begins a two-day working visit to the littoral region this Friday. Minister Mine Libong-Lilikeng will, during her stay in the region, preside over the official closing ceremony of the ICT Holiday Camp in Edea. This ninth edition of the camp has as theme Artificial Intelligence, Opportunities and Challenges for Patriotic Youths. The governor of the Central Region informs road users that circulation is henceforth prohibited on the Yaoundé-Douala Highway, which has not been officially opened, between Corbison and Bomyebel to heavy-duty lorries and vehicles like 70-seater buses and other heavy-duty trucks. the present measure, which takes effect from the date of signature of this press release, participates in protecting the route. Any defaulter shall be exposed to the sanctions provided by the regulations in force. The governor counts on the sense of civic responsibility of these categories of road users. It is signed, Nasiri Paul Beya. Out of the country, many Nigerians have reacted with outrage after a new plane was bought for President Bola Ahmed Tinubu at a time when the economy is experiencing its worst crisis in a generation. The purchase comes less than 2 weeks after thousands took to the streets across the country to protest at rising hunger and the cost of living. Elected last year to lead Africa's most populous country, Mr. Tinubu has introduced several economic reforms, including the removal of fuel subsidies, which have contributed to high inflation, currently over 30%. Mr. Tinubu said the reforms were necessary to curb government spending and stimulate long-term growth. In sports, Cameroon women's top-tier champions, Lekki Football Girls, will today in Kinshasa face DRC Giants Tupuisant Mazembe in their third outing in the ongoing UNIFAC tournament. With 4 points and second on the standings, the flag bearers of Cameroon Lekki Football Girls have just one option to win the match and qualify for this year's CAF Champions League. Ben Collins, Nweberiwo.
The Lekki Football Girls of Yaoundé versus Tupuisant Mazembe of Kinshasa DR Congo clash has been described by many as the final of the Central African Football Federation's Union UNIFAC tournament. The two occupy the first two spots on the standings with 2 points separating them. Victory for the champions of Cameroon Women's Top Tier League, Lekki Football Girls, who are second on the standing, is thus imperative. The double champions of Cameroon, who were promoted to the top tier league in 2022, have played 2 matches at the UNIFAC tournament, recording a win and a draw. Coach Stefan Zana and team have just one equation to solve and pick a ticket to the next CAF Women's Champions League. It is against Tepe Mazembe, who are fighting for their third ticket to that continental tournament. After missing the last edition of the Champions League in Côte d'Ivoire, the head coach of Tepe Mazembe, Lamia Bumedi, and team are determined to return to the event and fight for glory. In their first 2 outings at the UNIFAC tournament on home soil, Tepe Mazembe, made up of players from the Democratic Republic of Congo and other African countries, scored 11 goals and recorded 2 victories. The battle might thus be tough for Lekki Football Girls, but make no mistake, David defeated Goliath.
A regular Friday political write-up today zooms on government's vision in the local management of floods as several towns and cities of Cameroon get soaked in water every year. Albert Njembonde.
The floods and landslides in a city like Limbe, a city like Douala in dire need of a drainage system of about 52 kilometers to deal with floods. Towns like Marua, Boya, Idinau, and Bamenda, hit by the adverse effects of climate change, are facing huge challenges which only council resources cannot handle. The situation on the ground is in dire need of infrastructures which are resilient to difficult climatic conditions. In the local governance and resilience communities project, placed under the Ministry of Decentralization and Local Development, 180 municipalities in Cameroon, hosting over 1.5 million citizens, will directly benefit. This will help municipalities and regional councils to manage resources and deliver better services to the population, as well as increase community access to climate-resilient infrastructures. On September 28, 2022, the World Bank approved a credit from the International Development Association in the amount of $300 million and approximately 189.2 billion francs, which the Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development has been authorized by the President of the Republic to sign, paving the way to access the funds that will give a momentum to the earmarked projects, projects that will be realized in a bottom-to-top approach in the spirit of the recommendations of the Major National Dialogue.
CRTV News.
Ngou Henry, qui reviendra à...